Thank you for joining the Black Student Union Alliance podcast, recorded live at the 2025 conference held at Portland Community College's Sylvania campus. These episodes feature the voices of this year's attendees, participants from many different viewpoints and perspectives sharing their experiences from the conference, as well as what they face within our local educational ecosystem. In episode 3, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Kezia Acholi. Okay, Kezia, give me first and last name, grade, and school.
Okay, my name is Kezia Acholi. I go to Tualatin High School, and I'm in grade 11.
Okay, all right. Tell me about your BSU experience. Is there one established at your high school already?
Yes, there is a BSU at Tualatin.
Okay. Talk to me about it.
My experience with BSU started in middle school, specifically eighth grade, with my morning meeting teacher, Miss Mensah.
Okay.
The school had already established like a system where if you were Black, you were already in the group of BSU morning meeting. If you were if you were Latino, you were in Latino morning meeting. If you were white, you were somewhere else.
Okay.
So that's really where my experience started. When I was a freshman in high school, I didn't really join BSU because, I don't know, I guess I was just getting used to the school.
Okay.
But sophomore year is when I joined and I became much more involved. I even got a leadership role as a treasurer. And then this year I'm co-president with one of my friends, Kosi. So
nice.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. So you said freshman year, I guess you were just trying to get your footing.
Mm-hmm.
Did joining a BSU feel like too much of an extra task to take on as you're just coming into a new school environment?
Yeah, I think it was partly that, and also that BSU, it wasn't really established at the time. There was a club, and there was like a concept of BSU, especially at like club fairs. They were there, and at other events they were there, but it never really felt as welcoming to me as a freshman, or I didn't really feel like, I didn't really know what to do as a freshman. I was still new. I was, 14, so.
Yeah. You know, that makes a lot of sense. Just you saying you didn't feel welcoming, that's the freshman experience, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a BSU or not. Just, I'm a freshman in high school, none of this feels welcoming.
Yeah, everybody's above me. I'm the bottom tier.
So what brought you to the BSU Alliance today?
Today it was our cultural directors in the Tiger Tualatin School District. They were the first ones who showed us the flyer for this event.
Okay.
And they talked about how the other schools were also coming. Their Black Student Unions were coming. So we have Black Student Unions in some of our middle schools and then the other ones in our high schools who also came with us.
Nice. What were some of the things that you picked up today during some of the workshops and conversations that you, as your co-president, right?
Yes.
Some things that you'd be excited to take back to your BSU?
I would be excited to take back how much empowerment BSU can give you and how being in BSU can take you places. Because like we heard from the HBCU panel, like there's a lot of opportunities for Black students and for specifically Black students only, not for everybody. And BSU is like the starting point to getting those opportunities.
Mm. How important is it to have those opportunities specifically for Black people?
I think it's really, really important.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people are determined or have drive. I know it's not racial to have drive or to have passion or to want to have better for yourself. But when you've been like oppressed or you've had like things like microaggressions against you, you feel a need to like fight back a little bit or fight back somehow.
Yeah.
And so getting those opportunities that are specific for you where you know you have some advantage, like really boosts your morale or your confidence.
So on one end, having the opportunity, but also feeling empowered.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes a whole lot of sense. What did today feel like?
It was really fun. It was really fun to like meet other BSUs and know that we're going through some of the same struggles, like retaining members and like doing events and getting funding and collaborating with like the advisors or the people on the school board. So that was really nice to know that like the struggles are not only with my BSU.
Speaking of struggles, what are some of the struggles? You said maintaining members, that's one of them.
Yes.
What are some of the other struggles that BSUs are facing?
I think a lot of them, we don't have, for my BSU specifically, we don't really have people that can take over after all of the seniors leave or after all the juniors leave. Again, that's kind of on the basis of retaining membership. But a lot of the sophomores and a lot of the freshmen aren't involved. And so there's a worry that, well, I worry that there will be no BSU after the class of 27 graduates. Wow.
Have you had similar discussions with other members here?
Yes.
And what are some of the solutions that have been introduced?
Maybe? I think right now the solution is to maybe not like skip over the sophomores and the freshmen, but to put them on the back and focus more on the middle schoolers that are coming into the high schools.
Interesting.
Because that's also one of the main reasons why the TTSD school district had us come with the middle schoolers, so that we could get to know them and know which high schools they're going to and have them be more involved and interested in joining RBSU.
I love that idea because, again, we just mentioned the difficulties of entering high school, period, being that freshman. But if you know you have a place where you can go as soon as you get into high school, having that BSU to create somewhat of a soft landing, I can imagine that would totally change the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Were there any particular things that stuck out today? Maybe it was a conversation you had with someone else from another BSU, something from the workshop, anything that like, lit a fire and you're like, okay, all right, I'm so glad I came here, this particular thing, I'm running with it.
I guess I would say it's less the lessons or like the workshops. I would say it's more the people, because like seeing so many successful Black people that are then mentoring the youth like me, and knowing that like that success is achievable and that you can be able to be like the representation in a lot of spaces, because Oregon is, it's diverse, but it's not as diverse as some of the more major states. So I think seeing that success was really, really cool.
Nice. You got your eyes on college?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I am planning on going to college.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And no particular schools have jumped out to you?
No.
Do you think?
Really.
Do you think you'll go HBCU?
Maybe.
Okay.
After today, maybe I might. I want to cast my net wide.
I got
apply
you.
To a bunch of places and see what happens.
I love that. I love that. Are there any closing remarks you'd like to leave, possibly for someone who hasn't attended the Alliance before, or people that organize the Alliance? Anything you'd like to tell them?
Well, to the people who organize it, I want to say thank you. Because for me, it is my first time coming here.
Nice.
And it's my first event. It's Tualatin's first event, I think, with BEAM, because we haven't had that much engagement in the Black community as a BSU. We've mainly like stuck to the Tiger Tualatin School District. So it's been really fun to come here. And I think that it's really cool to like create a program like this for students like me.
Nice, nice. Thank you for your time. This
Thank
was amazing.
You.
I hope that didn't feel too weird, right?
No,
it was good.
It didn't. I had fun. It was fun.
Good, good. We truly hope you found the conversation as informative and entertaining as we did. And if you did, be sure to spread the word. Share the podcast episode with a friend, subscribe to this podcast, and leave a comment and rate the episodes. Thank you so much for being intentional and spending time with the youth of our community by listening to this podcast.